I'm Alex Schwartz.
I'm Nomi Fry.
I'm Vincent Cunningham, and this is Critics at Large, a New Yorker podcast for the culturally curious.
Each week, we're going to talk about a big idea that's showing up across the cultural landscape, and we'll trace it through all the mediums we love: books, movies, television, music, art.
And I always want to talk about celebrity gossip, too.
Of course.
We hope you'll join us for new episodes each Thursday. Follow Critics at Large today, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of LiveWire is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Hey there, LiveWire listeners. It's Luke here with my friend Elena Passarello. In the spirit of the holidays, we wanted to drop something a little extra in your feed. It's some bonus content, if you will. And it comes from friend of the show, Demi Adigi-Ibe. Now, you recorded this around the holidays. I just remember Demi doing this song on stage at Revolution Hall in Portland and thinking, I don't know when or where this will air, but it's going to be a magical gift for somebody at some point.
I remember it just kind of not thinking it could get any funnier. And then it sort of, it was a little bit of a meandering performance.
Yeah.
And with every little bend in the road, it got funnier and funnier.
It did. It is an unforgettable song about Santa Claus. From Demi, who is a comedian, director, and writer. He's worked on The Late Late Show with James Corden, also The Amber Ruffin Show. He was the co-host of a couple of hit podcasts, Gilmore Guys and Punch Up the Jam. Today, though, he's going to take on the role of singer-songwriter, sharing this original music number. The song is called Rock and Roll Santa. This is because he says, Demi says, rock and roll is the greatest gift that Santa ever gave us. Elena, what's the greatest gift you ever got as a kid from Santa? Like, what was the best present you ever got?
Santa brought me a guitar once.
Really? Did you learn how to play it?
I did. I really wanted to learn how to play guitar, and Santa put it under the tree.
Do you remember the first song that you could kind of play on guitar?
Oh, heck fire. Yeah. Hot Cross Buns. One a penny, two a penny.
I learned Free Fallin' by Tom Petty, because it's pretty easy. It's like a D, and then you put one more finger down, and then you take it off. I felt like I was ready to join the Traveling Wilburys after I learned Free Fallin' in eighth grade.
Well, God bless Tom Petty for making a song so easy. You can learn how to play it, you know, and feel like a rock star in just a matter of hours.
All right. Speaking of music, take a listen to this. It's Demi Adigi-Ibe on LiveWire.
I'm very excited that you've agreed to play us a little music tonight.
Yes.
You have written a song about Santa?
That's right. he's a complex figure. And so every month in Los Angeles, I do this show with my friends called Everything's Great. And thank you. Because of it, I end up writing like a new song every so often, and I'll perform it. And this one, I wrote a Christmas song for our show tomorrow, and basically was like, I was asked to do a song for the show, and I was like, well, I literally did just finish writing a song like last night, and I was like, can I perform that? And you were like, yes, absolutely. I've never performed this before, so we're going to see how this turns out.
Nice. Does this song have a name yet?
It's called Rock and Roll Santa Claus. Yeah. I plan to perform it with a full band, but since it's just me, I'll just, basically the premise is, Santa Claus gave us a bunch of gifts, but the greatest gift he gave us is rock and roll. And here's the story of that.
Demi Adigi-Ibe, everybody, here on LiveWire.
Thank you.
couple hundred years ago, a man came to town with a ho-ho-ho and a big fat belly that jostled around in laughter. He had a red suit and a giant beard and a plan to spread around the holiday cheer. And around his neck there was a sick red Stratocaster. He said, I'm gonna make a song to bring the people together, to take the world's pain and convert it to pleasure. He strummed those 16s till he reached his goal. And then he got up on the festival stage with an elf on the guitar and another on bass. And that's the moment Santa Claus gave us all the gift of rock and roll. I'm talking about rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. You better watch your back because the big man's coming to town. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. You're giving us the gift of boogie yoogie yoogie down. It's not part of the bit that I messed that up, but let's pretend it is. Santa's got a hit song, and everybody everywhere singing along. The number one on top of the Billboard chart. He traded his sleigh for a brand new Mercedes. He's getting lots of attention from all the hot ladies. And that's exactly where all of Santa's problems start. Because Mrs. Claus is sad, he's never home. And when he is, he smells like Lady Cologne. She doesn't bring it up because she doesn't want to seem like a nag. One day, and there's a knock at the door. A little girl's there, no older than four. She says, Santa, you slept with my mother. I think you're my dad. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Come on, everybody, do the Santa Claus shimmy. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. The big man's coming down into your chimney. Back in the studio with the band, even Rudolph stopped by just to lend them a hand. Because making new hits is their goal. Is there? Sorry, let me start that over. Back in the studio with the band, even Rudolph stopped by just to lend them a hand. Because making more feel-good hits is their desired outcome. But Santa's feeling trapped under so much pressure. He signed a bad deal with Columbia Records, so now he's on the hook for 30 more rockin' albums. And Rudolph says, psst, and pulls him aside. He says, I got a little something that you might want to try. It takes the edge off and helps your creativity flow. So Santa spelled a line right on his guitar and rolled the naughty list up into a straw. And that's the moment where Rudolph got Santa Claus hooked on blow. The man loves skiing. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. The big man's dropping tunes into your stocking. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. His daughter's calls are going straight to voicemail. Santa's in a state of despair. He's paranoid and seeing things everywhere. His music sucks because he still can't take direction. Oh, I forgot the next lyrics. This is going great. Thank you so much. Santa's in a state of despair. He's paranoid and seeing things everywhere. His music's bad because he can't take no direction. His friends no longer want to hang around. He parties all day until the sun goes down. It's not really related, but he also can't hold an erection. He's feeling so empty, so dead inside. He needs a quiet place where he's able to cry. So he walks on up and goes to the roof to clear his head. But he's all teary and feeling nauseous. A fateful conversation that directly causes him to go and stumble right over the rooftop edge. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Left us so early. He was only 27,000 years young. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. He didn't die from the fall, but he was arrested shortly thereafter for drug possession. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus. You guys forget Santa Claus. He can canonically fly. Rock and roll Santa Claus. Rock and roll Santa Claus.
Demi Adigibe, right here on LiveWire.
That was Demi Adigeibe here on Livewire with his song, Rock and Roll Santa. If you jam out to one Santa song about Santa rocking this year, let it be that one from Demi. Thanks a lot to Demi for coming on the show and playing the song. Thanks, Elena, for being here. And thanks always to the Livewire team for making the show possible. Have a happy holidays, everybody. Wouldn't it be amazing to have a piping hot episode of Livewire delivered right to your heart and ears each week? Well, guess what? That can happen when you subscribe to the Livewire podcast feed, and you'll get the joy of surprising conversation every week. So go ahead and do it. It's super easy. You click on the button at the top of your podcast app, and bam, you are Livewire subscribed. And if you're still, you know, feeling the love, if you're enjoying the show, hey, maybe you could hook us up and leave us a quick review. That'll help more people find out about Livewire. And thank you.